I want the Kelsey.
Low taper fade.
Disgusting little freaks.
This was how I was that one day when they were sending out those missile alerts.
Hold on, I'm a little thirsty. Can you?
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk Nasty.
And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Would you guys still love me if I had osteoporosis?
No.
Oh.
There you go. Was that, check that one off your, that was easy.
It wasn't in my thing, but I just sat down now and I was like, damn, there might be some like osteoporosis in my knee.
From this angle, like the cape is giving osteoporosis, like hunchback.
Yeah. Why would you say that to me? Why would you say
you
that
can't
to
help
me? That's
it.
So
up. It's not your fault.
Thank you.
You need to lay off the is it like carbonated drinks that give osteoporosis?
Jake, could you turn what? That's a bone thing. Could you turn the light on? Today we're in the salon. If you thought that you were not emergency intercom copycats, think again. This is our Happy 99, bitch. This is G, my bestie, has her own salon, if you didn't know already. Kitten Milk Hair Studios in Philadelphia. If you're not getting your hair cut here, what the fuck? If you're not coming all the way to Philadelphia to get your hair cut, what the fuck? If you live on the other side of the country and you're not getting your hair done by Gianna, what the fuck? The ocean is strong as fuck. Feminine as fuck.
What the fuck?
And whenever you can, G, try to talk into the mic. Even if that means breathing down my neck.
Hi.
You can say fuck.
Fuck.
Now you're allowed.
Oh, fuck.
No, so we needed to leave the bathtubs. Today we have legs. I know it's really hard to believe, but we do in fact have legs. And we also have two cameras. We have money. Oh my God, we have a third mic too. We have so much money.
It was a struggle to find this third microphone too. Sure, finally took my advice because I've been saying they need to make less. They need to only make 12 every year because too many people are making podcasts.
It's been
recently.
An epidemic.
So they finally took my advice and they made them really, really hard to get. So I had to go and suck off the Mr. Sure in order to get this mic. I know. You're welcome. Don't say I never sacrificed anything for this
podcast.
I have
like tears in my eyes because that like means so much to me that you would even do that.
Yeah. He's big.
That's so nice.
Mr.
Sure's. Mr. Sure?
Sure's the microphone brand.
Mr. Sure is?
No.
Mr. Sure.
Oh.
Mr. Sure.
Anyway, Gianna, today, like, she's been saying to Jake, oh, like, your hair's kind of, like, looking ugly. Your hair's kind of looking disgusting. Your hair's been looking, like, very matted. Been looking very, like, I don't know, ratty. And, like, it's...
What the fuck?
It's, I didn't say those things.
It's been looking really rough recently. I'm just kidding. G didn't say any of that. I said that.
To boost you up.
Okay. I love this part. And you know what she never says to me? Oh, you're so heavy, Nicole.
Are we ready?
Yes.
For the application?
Are you ready?
Ready for
your
brows?
I forget the next part of the song.
A rim job.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready for a rim job.
I asked Gianna if she would feel okay about like bleaching my pubes, and initially she said yes. But right before this, I accidentally, sometimes when I get nervous, like before big events, sorry, G, if my breath smells like strawberry matcha, it's because I had one and it was really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It does? It does smell like it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. I should have just said that.
Before like really big events, I get nervous sometimes and I'll want to like
shave it off.
Yeah, I'll do like a full
like before the garden.
Yeah. I do an everything shower. I'm like exfoliating and I shave my pits, my arms, my legs, my vagini, everything. And before this,
Jake, can you get me a paper towel?
Yes.
And before this, okay, sorry. And before this, I also did that. So we were like, okay, scratch that. Let's not bleach my pubes. Today we're bleaching my eyebrows and Jake's bleaching his whole head again. There was a girl who once accidentally DM'd me when I had my eyebrows bleached. And she like sent me a photo of myself that was on my Instagram page. And she was like, I don't know what she was thinking when she did this.
And you said,
and I was
yeah,
like,
me neither.
And I was like, excuse me. She was, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was for my friend. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Like, I totally did not mean to send that to you. Oh my God. I did not mean to. And I made her feel really guilty. I always like to play like the card to make people feel really bad. I'm like, what if I was suicidal? Like, what if, You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do.
But I'm really excited because I feel like this is going to be my final form, like dark hair and the blonde eyebrows.
You look so
I really
good.
Like what's happening right now.
I do too.
This is
chrome look.
I like it too.
We're silver.
I've always
girly.
Wanted that done to my hair.
What, this?
Like to have the little tin foils in there.
Oh, we can do that for you, Jake.
Today? Well, I mean, it's just not necessary.
Yeah, but
actually, we do need to do the little tin foils on the top because you have old color. And we need to, bump it out.
Well, we're going to get rid of some of it, though, aren't we?
We are going to get rid of some of it. Tin foil. I'm still going to put it.
Okay.
Okay, Jake and I are going to switch. I feel like coming to G Salon is, like, a very full circle moment.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels very full circle, like having her on the podcast, because I would never Aww. Have, like, I don't like having people on my channel or having, like, I barely like having you on, Jake.
I know.
And like, so, and like,
believe me,
I really like having G on. G was in my video, the one where I met, where we met Julian Casablancas, where I did the most embarrassing thing. Like, literally, sometimes, like, I will wake up in the middle, I won't wake up in the middle of the night, but it keeps me up at night. And I will think back to like what I said and what I did.
What did you say to him?
I know how it feels.
Why would you say?
I feel that way too.
About what you said to him?
Yeah, I called myself a mullet maker.
But you are.
I am a mullet maker.
You are a mullet maker.
I know.
And he's like, you should put that on your card. No, because G and I were late to like his like silly little meet and greet at this like political event, and we were coming from a different state, so we had no business being at this political event. Anyway, this girl tells us like where he is, and I start sprinting across the field to try and catch him. And genuinely, like, this, I would never reveal this if it wasn't for like content, but like it actually feels like a gut punch, like a severe, like, I feel like the inside of my belly button is getting twisted. Like, if I still had an umbilical cord like attached to me, like the inside of it is getting like wrapped around someone's like fingers, and they're like pulling because of how uncomfortable it feels. Do you ever feel like that?
Out of my belly button?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
what
I do.
Fuck?
That's where I feel embarrassment and shame.
Oh,
you know how they
umbilical cord?
Yeah. You know how they say like psoriasis is just like a sign that like you don't know how to be loved?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the thing?
It's like you don't accept love.
Yeah, if you
you're
have
afraid
psoriasis.
To accept love because you have psoriasis. Or no, you have psoriasis because you're afraid to accept love. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm like doing a lot of poking out of my it looks like
it does. That's my worst fear.
What?
Like
boners.
Hair and then them getting up. And them having a bone.
Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Men.
This isn't a massage.
Are freaks. Disgusting little freaks. Except my husband.
I look like I'm in like a band right now.
You are. You're giving bright eyes.
Yeah.
How are we cutting your hair? Are we doing what we normally do?
Yeah, that's what we normally do. Can we do a bald fade? I want the Kelsey.
Imagine Jake with a low tapered fade.
I want the Kelsey.
Wait, the Kelsey?
The Travis Kelsey.
That's nothing.
I don't know what his hair looks like.
Oh.
He has like a buzz cut.
Are we making the bottom actually like bald?
No. Can we just do like a low taper fade?
Sure, we can.
Thanks.
Imagine Jake with a low taper fade. Oh my god, G, we need to get you on H3 and cutting everyone's hair there. Because if Jeff Wittick got on and he was cutting, but they need someone cool. Like, not that Jeff Wittick isn't cool, because I know Jeff Wittick is like a big fan of mine. And
It's my time to shine.
Exactly. This is Kitten Milk's year.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that that's what he does.
Cuts hair? Not for a living anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I forgot that was like his thing.
His start. He cut everyone's hair on Jersey Shore. But
oh my god, my hair is going to be mixed with Clementines and Cowboys.
Hair, though, I'll tell you.
What, like, Jeff? Oh, the
blowouts.
Oh yeah. No, he has like his own hair products and stuff.
I have mad respect for you, Jeff.
Damn. Okay.
He's watching this.
Send them to me. Wait, he has his own hair products?
Yeah.
Oh my
Jeff,
god.
Jeff,
oh my god.
Send Kitten Milk.
Oh my god.
Sponsor me.
Oh my god. I have to we have to make this into a reel and then tag Jeff.
Yeah, okay, we will.
And then that's when he's gonna be like, all right, time to unfollow Nicole. Now she's asking for things.
Unfollow. Muted. He's not gonna unfollow you, he's gonna mute you.
He sent me a heart. He wants me so bad.
Wait, oh my god.
He wants me
when?
So fucking bad. Because I like congratulated him on dating this like new girl that he met on The Bachelor.
Oh, he wants you
sent
so
me a heart.
Bad.
He wants you so bad that he's hearting your message about his new girlfriend.
So bad.
No, I
I've been hearted recently.
By who?
By Sid Dwyer.
Oh my god.
What's up?
Oh my god.
Sid Dwyer makes content regarding animal rights on YouTube.
Oh, him? The one that you love?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that I'm in love with. Sid, notice me. He's hearted like four of my messages
Jake
now.
Is
never
so
responded.
Fucking thirsty for Sid Dwyer. It's like actually insane.
He reads my DMs. I was taken out of.
Anybody I ever loved read my DMs.
Well, I wish he would like respond.
No, he's like. Like, Jake is fully in, like, delusional mode. Like, this man is gonna come from Australia. Wait, that's what happened to Jeff. His, the love of his life, Veritza, she came from Australia.
See?
And she, they, oh and my god, we need to do maybe? A Nicole Bachelor. Oh my god, we set up Jake and Sequoia.
Why Nicole Bachelor?
We
oh,
should
oh, I thought that for you. I was like,
oh, no.
You have boyfriend.
I'm fine, I have boyfriend.
Okay.
Wait, Nicole this. Bachelor for what?
For me.
You can do
For Jake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
But just reach out to Sid Dwyer.
I don't know. Sometimes people will message or like comment on the videos and be like, Jake's so cute. And then it's like an underage. Like it's like someone who's like 14.
Yeah, a few.
It's an underage.
You're checking them.
A few like, you know, like 16 and 17 year old gay boys follow me.
That's
and
what
I'm just
saying.
Like, I'm not like creepy about it. I'm just thinking like, wow. I hope I'm inspiring a new generation of gays.
To do what?
You certainly are.
Like crime and like...
Be gay, do crime.
Be gay, do crime.
That Wait. Just makes me think of Night in the Woods. Did you play that game?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like that game.
Oh, sorry. I don't like participate in their like little weeaboo conversations. Like sometimes they'll start talking about like anime or like video games or something. And I'll be like, anyway, okay, so Big Mouth is my favorite anime.
Yeah. Oh, we love anime.
I also love Sims 3 and Animal Crossing New Leaf. That's my shit.
that's my shit.
Okay. I just feel like it's really fucked up and rude how I never got to finish my umbilical cord story.
Oh, okay. So go back.
Nicole feels about her umbilical cord how like amputees feel about like their right arm. Like it's still there.
Wait, what is it?
Phantom limb syndrome.
Yeah. Missing limb syndrome.
Missing limb.
That's my new band.
Oh, no. Missing. Well, I was running across the field and I go, Julian. And then I said,
wait, what does this have to do with your umbilical cord?
The pain and like severe, like shame,
so confused.
Like this,
having a PTSD flashback.
The like severe pain and embarrassment that I feel like when I, oh, I was like, who the fuck is calling me? It's 10 minutes already.
Oh, let's see.
This is the most chaotic, like, first 15 minutes of the podcast we've ever done.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Show.
Oh, my God. It's really...
A little bit more time.
Okay.
Let's just make sure it's, like,
you a little bit more time.
You have the same, like, inflection of voice when they're, like, and then his body was found in the quarry. Thank you.
It's because that's my YouTube. That is what I went
to. Oh, wow. It looks really good, Nicole.
Thank you.
It's really good.
She's really good. No, I was just talking about like my deep like pain and embarrassment that I feel like deep within me.
Sorry.
Like, and it just how so happens it comes into my umbilical cord. Like some people, like they feel like their throat chakras are closed and they are unable to like speak up for themselves. I have like deep pain in my like,
keep going.
I just have deep pain in my womb, like in my like umbilical cord.
In your boob?
My womb.
Your womb.
My boob. Feeling in my boob.
I was running across the field and I was trying to get Julian to not get in a car because I was trying to say hi to him because G and I just drove 2.5 hours like fucking mad women like all the way to New York City to go meet him. And I went, Julian. And then the worst thing I ever said was, Jules. And I will never,
You called
ever,
him Jules?
I don't want, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
oh,
why
man.
I feel, like, the pain in my umbilical cord, like, where it once
because
was.
You
like,
said Jules?
Yeah, I have, like, phantom limb syndrome.
From your saying, umbilical cord because you said
Jules. And Jules. As soon as I said that, I literally went, ugh. And then I was like, ugh, Julian. Like, because I felt so disgusted by that I said that.
It's okay. That man does cringy shit every day.
That's so true. Because he's like DMing 18-year-olds.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sure he's probably cringing that he said that your phone case looked like little stickers.
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
No, he's not cringing about that. He's cringing about the fact that when somebody gave him a piece of art, he fucking put it on the ground and took his iPad mini out of his back pocket to take a picture
of it. You know, one of my clients just told me that story the other day. I was not aware.
You didn't know about that?
No, I didn't.
You don't know about the iPad?
I didn't. But I'll tell you what. The first time I met him, when he guest listed me and Caleb, he pulled out his iPad mini.
He did?
Yeah.
You've seen the iPad mini?
Dude, he guest listed us on the iPad mini.
Yeah. Wow.
He was very nice. Oh. It was not weird. He was so nice. He is.
You're telling me he has like 4G on his, he pays for like internet on his iPad.
I think he just typed it in on the notes app.
Oh.
Literally.
Oh, so he remembered and he went into the notes app.
Yeah.
You think he can't afford to get like 4G on his iPad, like pay monthly for internet on his iPad?
It's kind of a waste.
Not like, for him. Because he could like add people to the guest list.
How much money do you think Julian Casablancas has that he can afford 4G on his iPad mini?
I think it's like probably like an additional like $30 a month.
For internet?
I feel like a deer caught in the headlights when like people walk past. Like I literally feel like
nobody look at me.
My like umbilical cord starts twisting again.
Oh my god.
Not the umbilical cord.
Umbilical cord.
Has anyone ever talked shit about me while in your chair?
Yeah, literally me right now.
How are we feeling about the whole like Gypsy Rose thing?
Oh, that she broke up with what's his name?
No, like about her like killing her mom and stuff.
Oh, that's old news.
I'm proud of her.
Why are you laughing? Wait, no, say that again.
I'm proud of her, honestly.
Why?
Because I'm obviously talking about her divorce.
I don't know. A lot happens in her life. Like, it's hard to keep up.
Wait, why are they separating? I did briefly see that, but
I don't know. Maybe she should comment on this.
Maybe she fell out of love. You ever think?
She liked being in an LDR.
Wait, say that again?
She liked being in an LDR.
Yeah, a long-distance relationship. Yeah. She liked conjugal visits. Yeah.
I don't think they had conjugal visits.
Why don't y'all get JPay or schedule a conjugal visit? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I did a whole video on it.
Me trying to do this haircut.
Sorry.
We definitely should have done the haircut before the podcast.
It's fine.
It's going to be like last time. And Jake, just kidding. Jake's 10-minute haircut.
The last time G cut my hair, it was at the close of her.
Wait, we have to insert that photo. I took a photo of it. Of when she shaved the one swipe in your hair. And then G's husband comes in and goes, okay, like the place next door for a reservation is ready.
I have to go now.
And Jake has a slit in his head.
And I'm looking like this. I'm like, what? I look like Chicken Little.
You did look like Chicken Little. No,
that was not my best moment.
I like
as a stylist.
I think it was one of your better ones.
In terms of time to.
True. It was giving super cuts.
Yeah.
Were they timed?
Well, and the worst part was Caleb kept looking at me from down the table and going like World War II veteran. every time I made eye contact.
Because of your haircut?
Yes.
Your hair, I guess when it is freshly cut, it kind of is giving World War II veteran.
Oh my god, you know who really is a World War II veteran?
Who?
Me! Oh my god. Oh. I went to an astrologist once who told me that in a past life I was in World War II.
Oh my god, this literally explains everything.
What, me being in World War II?
This literally fucking explains everything.
How? You think I was in World War II? You believe that?
Yeah, I do. That's why you have so many, ailments and stuff. And that's fine. That's why you have sciatic nerve pain.
That's why you have trench foot.
Yes.
And that's why you have ghost limb syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you were an amputee.
Oh my god.
In World War II.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Oh my god. Wait. This actually does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think you should honestly hook up with this astrologer again. Hook up.
Do you know?
Link up. That's crazy.
Do you know about yesterday? Did you tell her about yesterday?
It was yesterday.
No, I'm about to. That was my segue into it. Oh, it's just crazy that you just have so many veterans in your life.
Yeah. My husband. Oh.
The first
my
time.
Best friend.
The first. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
The first time.
Me, technically. Me by hairstyle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She keeps those veterans around her. And they say that we hate America.
Yeah.
We served America, bitch. Yeah.
After I met Gianna and I followed her on Instagram shortly after, she posted on her story, like, for Veterans Day, like, being like, thank you for your service. And she posted a picture of her husband. And I...
Did you respond, LOL?
I think in my head, I was like, that's crazy that they're, like, making a joke out of, like, being a veteran. Like, that's insane. And he's like, they're like at like some sort of like fancy dinner, and he's like dressed in like his, what are they called? Your uniform. Yeah. No, it doesn't have a name.
Your dress blues. I don't
know. What is it called? You have like, you should know this, Jake. They didn't have this back in my time.
Epaulettes.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Your outfit?
Your epaulettes?
My outfit?
Your no, there's a name for it.
Really quick, fatigues. I want everybody...
What?
Fatigues?
Yeah.
Why would I know that?
Because you're in the military.
Oh, right.
Your haircut.
No, I was in the military in 19...
What did you want?
Honorary.
40s.
PSA. My husband is not an evil veteran.
No.
No, I know.
It out there. Disclaimer.
No.
Not an evil veteran. Just was poor and wanted to go to college.
No, absolutely.
I, on the other hand... I am evil.
Yeah.
I am evil veteran.
Yeah, these two.
Yeah, Nicole was an evil fucking veteran.
I was an evil veteran. No, she said that I was, she said in my past life that because I am a Virgo, that I was like, very, like, I was, what's it called? Maybe I'm not because I clearly don't know. Oh, I was like an activist.
I like this look for you.
Yeah, can we, stop right there.
January 6th.
Oh my god. This is getting January 6th.
What's those the poor January kids. 6th haircut.
I got the January 6th.
You know, I said that to a client.
Exploded at the fucking Capitol.
They don't like it.
Well, there was this guy who like kept asking me to like cut his hair shorter recently. He really wanted like that hard part. And if you know me, that is not my specialty. Like, I'm not doing that. So anyway, this dude's like shorter, and I was like, "No, that's it's really, truly giving January 6th. And he was like, oh, okay. You're right. Like, it took me saying that for him to understand.
Do you think he was there?
Probably.
It's possible. No, he lives in West Philly. He was not there.
People traveled.
Well, he would have gotten executed.
Executed? You know what executed
means? Yeah.
Wait, he executed in West Philly or executed on January
6th? He would have gotten executed.
Like that's like the punishment. No, that you
no, like that man would have been executed as a West Philadelphian.
Oh, okay.
Went to January 6th.
I was like,
he would have came back and his house would have been like on fire.
I was like, gee, they just put those people in jail. They didn't actually like put them on death row. Like, I don't even think that's. Yeah.
I think the people barely got in trouble.
That's what I was saying. Like, I was like, they didn't execute them.
No, the West Philadelphian would have been executed.
I barely got in trouble.
Execute like a Pokemon.
I barely got in trouble. I just got like a slap on the wrist. A slap on the dick.
Oh. So priestess.
Joe Biden is giving people slaps on the dick.
Oh my god, don't say that.
Don't say that.
Dude, I watched a video of him the other day and he literally looked like AI. Like I don't think it was him.
Yeah, because it's probably not because he's too busy still slapping the people on the dick.
From January 6th. You know that quote by that lady? Was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? And she's like, I just think Democrats wake up every day and the calendar says January 6th, 2021, and they get in their electric vehicles and go get a fucking abortion.
That's not true at all. I wake up every morning and I go on Google Calendar and see what time Joe Biden's slapping my dick.
When my Joe Biden slapping my dick appointment is.
Ow,
oh no. The streets hurt us.
My slapping my dick appointment.
The streets killed me.
My slapping my dick appointment. My dick slapping appointment with Joe Biden.
Joe Biden dick slapping appointment. Sorry.
You should Google
us. And what do you think about that, Joe? And there's like a secret third camera.
Yeah.
where Joe Biden
live.
Is.
Live.
This is what Priestess Emma Kate said to me.
God. It was actually so legendary. And not only, okay, let's preface. We were in a kava when this was happening. So like
in a kava.
In kava.
You were drinking kava?
No,
we drinking
no. We don't do that.
No.
Okay.
No, we were drinking Kratom and we were in kava.
Oh my God.
Drinking Kratom.
Well, Kratom's okay.
Is it? No. Oh, she's going to get canceled.
We're not.
They're like,
we don't claim
husband,
that.
Kratom apologist.
I don't like Kratom. Don't do Kratom.
Whoa.
Do you know when?
Wait, can I see what it looks like? 5 more minutes and more coffee.
It looks good.
Okay.
Do you guys know when when girls ask their boyfriends, like, would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yeah.
Well, my mom was like telling me about like this story that she heard about where like this girl was doing poorly in college and flunked out and did not tell her parents that she was like not going anymore, but she was acting like she was. And then her parents started to get like concerned because I don't know, something. And then basically the girl was like so ashamed that she killed her mother for it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I heard the exact same story, but it was a guy who killed both of his parents.
Oh,
because he was
Wait, the guy who beheaded his dad on YouTube?
Oof, yeah.
Rough.
Why are you bringing that up?
This well, is because to be, my like, mom turned to me. My mom turned to me at 7 a.m. the other day.
You didn't graduate from college,
no,
did you?
No. And she said to me, and she said, like, she's explaining this story to me. It's early as fuck in the morning, and I'm standing there like delirious. And she's like, explaining this entire story to me. And she's like, can you imagine? I'm like, no. And she's like, what would you do?
She was testing you.
She literally was like, what would you do?
She was testing you if you would kill your mom.
Basically, but also she was like asking me, she was like, what would you do? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, what would you do if, if like one of your siblings like killed me? And I was like, What the kind of fucking question is that? I'm like, I don't know. Be sad? Like, I don't know. What would you want me to do?
You're a shitty son.
What was I supposed to say?
Correct answer is kill that sibling.
But that's like, it's so...
That's what she wants.
She wants me to say like, oh, off him. Yeah. Off. Get rid of Jared. I would eliminate.
Would you love me if I was still a worm would you kill your sibling if they killed me?
If they killed me.
Would you still love me if I were a worm and I also...
Also killed your mother. No, isn't that so fucked
My
up?
My grandma would bring up morbid shit like that, but at like the breakfast table specifically, when I was a little kid, like she would read these Polish magazines.
She's like, Do you like the pancakes? Also, what if I died and you were there to watch?
You're insane for thinking that we ate pancakes. We ate open face like liver on open face sandwiches with like liver.
God, you had such a Werner Herzog childhood.
What?
Werner Herzog?
What's that mean?
I don't know. He's a filmmaker. Isn't he? Do you know who Werner Herzog is?
Do you know who Werner Herzog is?
Do you know who Werner Herzog is?
No,
people will know.
I had a very like Struka Maya type of like Polish breakfast type of moment. And like we would eat like open face sandwiches with like cottage cheese. She wouldn't ask me anything. That's the thing that you need to learn, Jake. My family doesn't ask me anything. They don't have interest in
me. That's not true. They ask you a lot of things. They're like, where are you? Who is with you? Who is with you?
They don't care about my interest.
When are you coming home?
When I was a child, I'm not joking. My grandma would legitimately, like, we would be at the kitchen table and I would be sitting there, like, eating my, like, liver pastet, like, sandwich.
Ooh.
And,
Polish word of the day, pastet.
And kielbasa. And, like, I would be eating straight up, like, kielbasa and like eggs and meat. And she would be like, I read in the magazine the other day that like 400 children got killed by this one man in Greenpoint. I'd be like, what?
And like 400?
It was never real. It was like always like made up story. Oh. Like they would be like,
she like the not like the Inquirer.
No, it was like
the fake one.
It was like Polish fake The Sun.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And there would be like,
I want to read one of those.
Oh, they were fucking crazy. And there would always be like porn in the back. And she's like, don't mind that.
Porn?
Don't mind that.
Yeah.
Oh, now you know it's real information.
I'm thinking you're actually talking
telling
about
the
porn.
Truth.
The first few pages are like horrible, terrible things that have happened to like children. And my grandma would be like, you have to be really grateful for your life, Nicole, because it could get taken away at any time. And then they're like, why is she anxious? Why does she get nervous poops? That's really weird of her.
Aw, just like a puppy.
My grandmother, my little brother sent me a reel on Instagram the other day and was like, mom, I'm like this. Mom's what we call our grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Christian guys be like, and it was like, a girl on FaceTime and it was a sound. And she's like, so like, what's your favorite color? And he's like, red. What color are your nipples?
Your grandma.
And my grandmother liked that on Instagram Reels. She's so like, and it's like, what color are your nipples?
God, that's so sinister.
That sounds like something that your brother would say.
I know. No, and Jared sent that to me, and I was like, "Are you? You're lying.
Did
I don't follow
really?
Her. I don't follow her." But he confirmed.
See, and that's why you're fucked up. That's why your mom needs to confirm with you. What would you do if one of your siblings killed your mom? Because you're not even following your mom.
I need to check Nicole's eyebrows.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And time for an eyebrow update.
Brow cam.
Brow cam.
Yeah. Eyebrow reveal.
I honestly think we could maybe leave them on for just a few more minutes.
Okay, let's do it. I'm fine with that.
Can you explain?
Level 8. I'm trying to get them to a level 9.
Yeah.
Can you
level 8?
This is a level 8.
It's a level 8. Here, show the camera.
Free cosmetology lesson. This is a level 8.
So this woman named Priestess Emma wrote to me yesterday, and she said to me, "Can you reply me? I know you got so much to do, but create time to reply to this. There are spiritual blockages that's been in you for some time now. There's a toxic guy around you from the past that is manipulating you in different ways. Your ancestors sent me here to tell you a message. Inbox me so I can tell you the message, dear. It's very important."
Oh, my God.
I know. And I said, "Can you confirm if his name starts with a J?" And
she was so diabolical.
She didn't respond for 5 minutes. And I just wrote, "Please, I'm scared." Which she immediately like responded to. I started showing desperation.
Uh-huh. Because I was like, "Oh my God, I need to know right now if it's Jake. I will fully enter
like back into my like spiritual psychosis era if it means that she's going to say that Jake is toxic to me. I will believe anything that this woman is."
Oh, it's not Julian?
If I was thinking
Julian. For the umbilical cord?
The man from my past. Yeah, Julian from my past
yeah,
is coming
Julian
back to haunt me.
Yeah, Julian from your past.
You know, you're
the
right.
The umbilical cord.
The voids have been playing a lot in my DJ on Spotify. She said, "I'm an IFA priestess from Shekha Temple, California. I don't follow people if I'm not sent or directed by your ancestors to connect with you, my dear. You've gotten an amazing energy with the light." I said, "Oh my God, thank you, girl. I went to Temple University myself." "Can you please tell me if the toxic man's name starts with a J?" She goes, "My dear, please. You'll get to know that soon. That's why I'm here, my beloved. How well do you know about your ancestral and spiritual life journey?" And I said, "In a past life, I was in World War II.
Uh-huh.
And,
Do you agree?
Well, she said, "I asked this because I picked a lot of energies up from your page. I know you have been going through a lot lately. Your inner spirit cries to be heard. I also feel a strange energy vibration from around you. Do you know anything about that?" And I said, "I have also been feeling these strange vibrations, especially at night when I'm alone. I think it's my friend in my life that's causing me to be so depressed."
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me that I'm declining so hard, that my life sucks, that I keep like trying to level up in life and that I can't do it. And she goes, "Do you agree?" And I said, "I'm declining so hard." And she wrote, "Sis."
She literally said, "You're in your flop era."
She literally said, "You're flopping."
She did.
And then she wrote, "Sis, no, this is serious. Bad energies can bring misfortune, financial hardships, etc. I don't know why she like got angry with me. But like I was like, "Yeah,
she
I agree
sis?
With you." Yeah, I said I'm declining so hard, and she was like, "Sis, I'm being serious."
She was like, "Why don't I speak in your language?"
I think
gay
she's
language, sis.
She's like, "Oh my God, speaking of gay."
Oh,
can you tell your Uber story?
Oh, gee, we never told you how we got here.
Oh,
do you care?
When a mommy and daddy
I
love
care?
Each other very much.
When a mommy and a daddy.
Hey Jake.
And it thinks.
Down with you, bleach. He's been sitting there all day.
And I. What did you just say? Wait, repeat what you just said. Why don't you sit down and I bleach?
Why don't I sit down and you bleach? You've been sitting down all day.
Why would I bleach?
I'm bleaching and you're sweeping.
You're going to hear this back when you go listen to this episode of the podcast and you're going to be like, "What was I saying? I was incoherent."
My therapist said that I'm going through derealization.
Do you want to waterboard
her? I think that would make a really fun reel.
Okay.
Do you want to be waterboarded by me or by G?
Any of you guys. This has happened to me at a salon before.
It's happened to you several times.
The production value of this episode is actually crazy. Okay,
yeah.
Here, I just want to make sure I get the right
emergency
shot.
Emergency intercom.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to do this first.
Okay.
This is such such a mess. Damn. You left your mic all the way over there.
No, it's right here in my hand.
No, that's the other one.
It doesn't matter.
Matters to me. You look like Chloe Cherry right now.
Don't.
You really do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Okay, can I say something? Can I finally say something?
Go ahead.
Chloe Cherry fucked my middle school crush, and it's been eating me alive.
That's what you're going to say?
Well, I mentioned in a podcast before, and people were upset about it. They're like, why are you, like, speaking in, like, elusiveness? Like, why are you being so elusive as to, like, what porn star you're talking about? Fine. That's it, okay? Chloe Cherry fucked my middle school crush, and it's been literally keeping me up awake at night.
How are we going to...
Oh, just do it.
Do this. What if I get this what?
Yeah, I guess you could take it off. My baldness and my oiliness can...
Wait, what's going on?
I think it would kind of be funny if you did it over it. What? What?
Where your makeup came off with it yeah. is, like, very, very evident.
Is that okay?
I'm not upset.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What am I doing?
No, do it.
It just feels evil.
It's not evil.
It's really cold.
It feels evil.
This feels really evil. I'm gonna go to hell. I complained about my eyelashes. Now,
I'm asking for it. I'm asking for it.
Going to jail.
She's been derealizing recently. She needs to be tortured.
No, my therapist said that I need to start doing things that shock me, like not like closing my eyes on the highway. That's not healthy. Hold on, I'm a little thirsty. Can you?
Yeah.
That was really refreshing.
Straddling and waterboarding Nicole is the title of this episode.
Okay, again. Yeah, but a little bit more.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Wait. Pan up. I'll pan up and say thank you for the trust.
Thank you for the trust.
Oh my god. Do you feel alive?
I love getting Milk Hair Studio.
Now pan to the side.
Wait, no, pan to
it. Oh, yeah, you have to pan that way.
Oh, Nicole, say it there.
I love getting Milk Hair Studio.
You look insane right now.
Well, honestly, it, like, took me out of it. Like, out of...
Well, you... guess what? Your eyeshadow stayed.
Did it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you so much, Half Magic.
Half Magic, we love Sky Juice.
I just want to let... Yeah, it's true. Kitten Milk Hair Studios does get you soaking wet.
Yeah.
I just want to let everyone know that, like, I have been dealing with derealization for a while. Okay, sorry. And I'm being so dead serious. And I talked about it with my therapist today, and she's like, yeah, like, that's probably part of you, like, having, like, premenstrual dysphoric disorder and stuff. What's so funny? What's so funny about mental
illness? I'm just trying. I was trying to figure out if you're in. Oh my god, you look good.
We're doing a shampoo.
Wait, it's giving euphoria, but like brows.
I'm now finger painting
in my bronzer. Yeah. That's like no longer there. actually feels very nice. And she was, like, telling me, like, yeah, you should definitely do something that, like, shocks the system. And she recommended, like, cold plunges, like, snapping, like, my wrist with, like, a hair tie.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm going to send her that reel in her email.
Oh, my God. She's going to be so happy.
I know. I'm going to be like, girl, look, I took your advice. Look, I listen to you. When you tell me I need to go do something that shocks my system, I do it.
Yeah. Yeah, girly.
This is, like, really incredible. With the sky juice, it looks really wonderful.
I need to shave them?
Yeah.
What
because,
corners?
Because it didn't take.
Oh, okay.
Right here and right here. That's it.
Okay.
It doesn't look bad.
Okay.
It looks good.
It's a mistake that I made.
No, you're all good.
I made a mistake.
No, kitten milk doesn't make mistakes. Kitten milk makes...
I also have, like, way more eyebrow hairs than I normally would. It's just that I have them because I've been putting, like, growth serum on it. So, like, it makes the hair on my cheeks grow.
Wow.
Because it, like, drips down.
Oh, wow. Me too. I have a lot of
them. Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, yeah, because you could see them clearly.
No, I have, like, 4,000 of them.
But that's my cheekbone hair, and it looks really nice with highlighter on them, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This one, whatever you're putting on right now, matches Sky Juice.
Sky Juice?
Sky Juice is what's on her eyelids.
Oh, it does. All right, check it out. It's giving
Yay!
Your favorite, Julia Fox.
Thank you.
Aw. Julia Fox, but Sky Juice edition.
I love it.
All right, it's your turn to get.
Thank you.
Me?
I think there's like something wrong with like the shape of like my forehead. Like I think I have like the Neanderthal. Like whenever I bleach my eyebrows, I notice it again. Like I have the Neanderthal like brow bone thing.
Everybody has that.
No,
dude.
But I think mine is more like pronounced. More
you
than
always
like
always want to be different. I'm not like other girls.
I'm not like other
I
girls.
I have the Neanderthal vibe.
I'm part Neanderthal.
Damn. I'm gonna like be slouching in this chair, just so you know. So
do
that
you
I'm
want to help for like old good times' sake?
For good times, by the way.
Never mind. You have a free hand.
Old times. Nicole used
for
to.
Old good times' sake.
Nicole used to work at a salon.
Yeah, we won't name the salon.
No.
Can you see me in the camera, Jake?
Yeah, you can.
Wow. Oh wow! No, this is perfect.
Are you upset that you're being perceived?
No, I love it. I love being. I love it.
I love it.
I thought I was gonna do foils. I still. Oh,
are you
I
really?
I need to for, like, the long pieces because I can literally see the old ones.
Yeah, it's just, like,
did.
The bits, yeah. The very ends.
The bits.
Let's do the opposite of frosted tips. What's the opposite of frosted tips?
Oh, my God. So, I just
tips.
Remembered something.
Dookie tips.
That's the new name for raccoon tails.
What?
Who wants dookie tips?
Oh, you want me to do dookie tip
oh,
on
okay.
you?
Okay.
I just have had a callback. To something that we talked about earlier. Let me know, G, if I'm in your
oh,
way.
Oh, wait, how no, we got not. Here?
What?
How we got here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that and the
what?
Gypsy Rose thing.
Oh, yeah.
The
what?
Husband thing.
What about,
oh,
what
yeah.
about Gypsy
oh,
Rose?
Oh, I just, like, I'm here to, like, admit, I think I just got, like, truth serum. Like, first I told the Chloe Cherry, like, having sex with my middle school crush type of thing.
What was the
thing?
Other thing that was giving you oh, truth God. Serum the other day?
Oh, God, what was
what
the other
was
thing?
The...
I don't know. I just
I
sometimes I start
blog.
Spilling on the podcast, and then Jake will send me like the cut, and I'll
be like, "Do you want me to include this in there?" And you're like,
"Yeah." No. It's time I admit this. I thought it would be really funny. So the other month, I went to Chris Clemens' comedy show because
you're spilling.
I love Chris Clemens for years now, and Chris Clemens, like a few days before, he like sent out this like survey. He's like, "Please fill this out," like this Google form, like. To, you know, I have, if you have any interesting
oh.
stories, whatever, tell me if you have an embarrassing confession and I will read them out loud. Me, because it was so timely, and me, because like I am just like a content creator, I thought, how funny would it be if I said that Ryan Anderson, Gypsy Rose's husband, could get it? I said that in my thing, and he decided to read it. The end of his show.
I listened to the episode, actually.
He then named the podcast episode after that, and then he, like, used that for, like, clips and everything. And then he was like, all right, who in this crowd said it? Like, who wants to admit it was them? And at first, I was really nervous, but I was sitting all the way in the back, and I was completely alone because no one else, like, bought tickets to go with me. And so I'm standing around, like, a bunch of, like, random people, and I go, it was me! And he didn't hear me say it. And so only
I think that's included in the episode. I was listening
you
for
could
hear,
you to it hear was me?
To you. No, not you saying that, but him saying like, who was that?
Yes. Yes. And so all the people around me knew that it was me and think that I'm a fucking freak. And I didn't get the chance to be like, guys, I just said it because I thought it was interesting. And then he's like, he looks like Gypsy Rose's mom. And like, I just said it because I thought it would be funny for like the bit that yeah. like, oh, he could get it. And I was like, he seems like a nice man like that, let alone like he could get it for that. And anyway, so now everyone around me thinks that I want to steal someone else's husband. But now it doesn't matter because he's a single man.
So you are going.
No, okay. I don't know.
Like, okay. Homewrecker.
We do Damn. Have to tell you about our Uber ride.
Oh my God, our Uber ride here. So first of all, right now in Philly, it's just like one of those days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is.
It's like, it really is one of those days.
It is one of those days.
It's, which is really, what's,
it's one of those days.
It's raining out. It's disgusting to, you're like looking at me completely deadpan.
Sorry, I just like
in the mirror.
I just like really like being able to like look at myself like while we're filming.
No, so do I. I love this.
And my Neanderthal forehead is just.
you have a small forehead.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I think I said to someone
Thank
yesterday.
You so much.
Thank you. I know.
Anyway, yeah. So G had a wonderful idea that we Uber here because we didn't want to walk, and we were like, oh wow. That would be so fun. We haven't Ubered in so long.
I don't and Uber. Gia's told me many times.
Uber
she's
either.
like, Uber here. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get killed and die.
Well, but I was there to save you.
Right. So this time man. I felt very safe because a man was with me.
Yes.
First mistake.
And I mean, we lost a lot of dignity in that Uber.
Yeah, I'm sure.
First of all, we're rolling out with a suitcase because I had all my equipment
in the suitcase. To Chipotle.
And I see, yeah, I Ubered to Chipotle and the man asked like what address, if that's the correct address. He's like, Chipotle, right? We're like, yeah.
Yeah,
and he's
Chipotle.
He's like, I've just never seen someone like with a suitcase, like go to Chipotle. And
no, he did. He was really cute though.
I wanted him to think that we were like bombing the place. And so yeah. I was like, oh,
he was about to call it in.
We're buying a bunch of guac. Like I just kept trying to make a joke out of it.
Yeah, wait, what? Yeah. I said, I thought you said we were going to Mexico. Did you mean Chipotle?
He was a cutie and he had a unique name, but we're not really doxing cute. Him. We're not doxing him on okay. the.
Don't dox.
If your name is. But, if you're a third, if you're out there and you're driving Uber and your name ends in the third.
Yeah, he's like just a know, third and like his father I'm and his available. Grandfather are the same name, not in like the third as in like
I,
the third in a relationship. That's like West Philly coded.
If you're a third.
He's not West Philly coded.
But he.
When did you move there, Jake?
I didn't have any response to that, so I just decided to stay silent. I didn't know what to say. Wait, what were we talking about?
The third.
Yeah. Oh, he was really cute. He took us all the way to the Chipotle in the neighborhood because we put in the wrong address.
That's so sweet of you to say we as if it wasn't me. That's really nice of you.
I know.
You like don't usually do that.
I know. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember this.
And so I kept trying to fix it and I felt really bad. Oh, also at one point Jake goes, "You want a sip of this? It's spiked." And I'm like, why would you say that?
I was drinking my Prime.
He was just drinking a Prime energy drink. And I was like, it's not spiked. Like he's joking. Like
he turns around and he's like, yeah, I was going to say like a spiked energy drink. That's what it's like a vodka Red Bull. And I was like, oh no. I took all the energy drink out. It's just vodka. And then he laughed. He laughed a few times with us, but we were like panicking when we're pulling into the neighborhood. Like we're crossing Broad Street and we're like, and I'm like, something's not right.
Yeah.
I feel as though we might have done something wrong.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're going to the Chipotle on like 12th or whatever. And we're like, no, that doesn't sound correct.
No, we're
at the wrong one. And so we're like panicking, trying to put in the new address to the other Chipotle. And I'm like, just put in Elixir Coffee. Like stop with this mess.
I started panicking. My hands were like shaking. It's raining outside. It's already a mess. Like we're like 2 minutes away. I felt so bad because I was... It doesn't sound as bad as it was like when we were in the car. It's really not that bad.
No, it's not.
But we were like panicking and we seemed so annoying. And then I was like, okay. And he's like, oh, so now you want to go get coffee, not Chipotle? I go, okay. To clarify, our friend has a salon across the street and we're getting coffee and food for her. And we're helping her set up. I didn't say what, but I said, we're helping her set up. That's why I have a suitcase with us.
And he laughed and he was like, you sussy bacos.
You kept saying... Jake kept trying to like put in there. He's like, yeah,
queer,
I heard Uber's
gay,
homophobic.
Gay. Oh yeah. Oh is guys wait.
Trying to like reach and see.
Chat, is Uber homophobic?
And he's like, I
comment
hope
down
not.
Below.
And then Jake was just being like I felt like I was the third in that situation.
Yeah, and you were. He was so cute. He had like cute piercings.
Oh my god. And then Jake says the worst thing that Jake says is
he thought it was funny.
No, he goes, "Oh, so if you're the third, where's the second and first today?" And he goes, "Well, the second is taking care of the first right now." And he's like, "Oh, really?" And he goes, "Yeah, my grandfather has dementia, and so my father's taking care of him." And I'm like,
and I was like, "Oh, you
god.
Meant like literally like the second is taking care of the first because like he was a third." And so I was like, "Oh, that's really sweet."
Jake made this guy admit that this guy has dementia. Or that his grandfather has dementia.
Yeah, our Uber driver had dementia.
And he's like, he doesn't forget people. He just forgets things sometimes. So, like, he forgot to, like, shower today. And I was like, oh, Jake, too.
Yeah, he laughed at that.
He did.
And I said, luckily it rained today.
He said that a UPenn professor said the same thing, that she was like, oh, she doesn't have to shower because there's it's raining today.
Guys, I have UPenn. I have fucking Ivy League jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, my jokes are that high IQ. They're Ivy League, bitch.
I'm gonna leave a good review. for
please
him on the eyeshadow.
You can leave him my number.
Oh, him? I already.
Oh, on the eyeshadow? Oh, don't we?
All, want
the
all three of us are talking about different things. Yes. Oh my god, we can go get it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. What a shame. Ulta.
Nicole and I have been in way too many Ultas recently.
Oh, what a shame. Oh my god, what a shame if Kayla picked us up and then we all went to Ulta. Oh my god.
Which Ulta?
The one on Columbus.
Oh, there's an Ulta on Columbus.
Mm-hmm. That has half magic.
On Columbus. What were we talking about?
No, I was saying that, oh, I was going to leave a good review on the eyeshadow because I'm going to post a picture and be like, I got waterboarded today and I turned out completely fine.
That's a great idea. I love that.
These need to process before the rest.
I'm starting to look like Lance Bass.
What if I have that problem where, like, people who, like, drown, like, dry drowning, you know what that is? Like, when people get, like, a little bit of water stuck in their
that
lungs.
That would happen to you. Like,
no, don't
like
say that. People would die from that.
Really?
Yeah, don't say that.
I really like this.
I'm sorry.
Like a house.
The
roof.
I like it.
Yeah.
This was how I was that one day when they were sending out those missile alerts. Does nobody remember
Please
that?
Don't remind me of that. I forgot.
Protect yourselves. They're trying to get into our brain with gamma rays.
I was alive then. I don't remember that happening. And you keep bringing up the missile alerts.
The Hawaii ones?
That's what I said. The Hawaii ones. And he's like, no.
Like,
No. It wasn't a real missile alert. They were testing the system.
Okay.
Remember? Oh, and everybody, maybe. All the Republicans were like, make tinfoil hats and cover your microwaves.
You know what? Maybe I do remember that.
Yeah. And turn off your phones.
No, when I was in high school,
I have like a little gap in it. Do you see it up there?
Yeah, it's for breathing.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we had a swimming pool and like part of gym class was that you had to go swimming. Like,
that's so evil and sinister.
I know.
I'm sorry, but like I had body dysmorphia.
Well, we all had to go swimming and everything. And, one of the teachers like told the story about how, there was a kid like 10 years before my time who like had dry drowning. I don't know if that's what it's called, but basically like they started throwing up pink because
pink.
What's wrong?
I texted Caleb and I was trying to write, Nicole made me drench her for the podcast, but I accidentally wrote, Nicole made me French her for the
podcast. Ooh.
He's like, I knew I never liked that girl. He's like, I knew she was bad news.
He's gonna come up here and be like, quit Frenching my wife. That's so funny.
That's very funny.
Freudian slip.
No, but they were dry drowning and they like threw up pink.
That's fucked.
And then they died. But like,
and then they died.
But they did. And so then I lied and I was going to my crazy, wacky, holistic chiropractor doctor at the time. And I really didn't want to swim. And I used to use him for doctor's notes sometimes when I needed to. And so I asked him if he could write a doctor's note so that I wouldn't have to swim because I was so scared of dry drowning. I think that's what your mentality is like.
Is it falling off?
No.
Yeah, it's melting off like a lot.
Your silly ends are just so dark.
My silly ends. My ends really are silly. What should we do?
I feel like
we should have started with. Wait, I don't know. I was about to like give some like.
No, but
crazy she started with ends.
I did. It's just like not lifting as quickly.
Damn.
I feel like let's rinse it and hit the ends again before touching anything else.
Let's murder those ends. Let's
Jake,
do it.
Jake has this like massive big lump on the back of his head, and it's just being very lumpy.
You
no
can
lower,
you can
lower.
You are violating my HIPAA. It's right there. That's my lump. Every time I turn around when I have a short haircut, my mom goes, oh my gosh, it's gotten bigger.
Come to the sink.
Oh, you're not gonna straddle me? This sucks. Fuck this place. No, don't. Get away from me.
I'm just gonna rinse it. No washing.
Let me know if any of it comes out.
Oh.
Oh, am I bald? Fuck. Damn it.
Oh, bald.
I'm bald. Bald. Remember that?
She's bald.
And she's torturing people with hair.
That feels like something Clementine would say.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Karen always says that, I think in reference to like whenever Kuma gets a haircut.
Aww.
This feels
nice. Forgot when Zoe was bald.
And he loves torturing people.
He's torturing people without hair. With hair.
With hair or without?
With hair.
Wow.
He's torturing people with hair.
This was really nice. That was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Jake just doesn't get like the touch of like a woman or really anyone anymore. So like this is very not my turn.
I've been longing for the touch of a woman.
Dang, come on, and
sometimes Jake and I, like when we're sitting next to each other, like our thighs will touch each other, or like we're in the bathtub and then like our legs are touching each other.
Yeah.
And
do you think Jake's parents are happy about that?
I think they're ecstatic.
They are. They're so
because,
excited.
First of all, we're not having sex before marriage.
Period.
But also,
we are touching.
You're in the bathtub
before
with
marriage.
Clothes on,
and he's touching a woman. But I can tell for Jake, like that's the first time. Jake, I can't believe your hair is dry already. Like, literally, like, you could tussle your hair just a little bit.
I think it's because it's had so much work done.
No, Jake, that's your roots.
Wait, bring me back.
That's your roots.
I think it's just because you have fine hair. My hair also, like, dries. Like, my bangs dry so easily.
We need to censor this.
Why? This has nothing to do. Well, the camera's not here.
Is it falling out?
Skill level.
Is it falling out? Be honest.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's melting.
No.
No, it's melting.
I've seen that girl.
Which one?
Stop it.
The one with the plastic
bag. Damn, Brad Mondo, what the fuck did you do?
Who?
Oh, gee.
Ow! You just ripped out a piece of it.
No.
I didn't.
No, she didn't.
No, I felt it.
No,
it
I literally like... watched. Jake, you're exaggerating.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What color are we toning it? Actually, I guess we need to just see what color it lifts to.
Yeah, let's... How about we get through the bleaching part?
These ends are kind of scaring me, so...
So we shave them off?
No.
Oh.
No. I was going to say maybe we have to just go a little darker today.
What the fuck? Okay.
What the fuck?
Wait, how much of the end? Because I really don't mind going short.
Wait, who's your alter ego when you're blonde again? Like,
probably,
I'm Cole.
Yeah. You're Cole?
Cole.
Yeah. Probably like Candace.
Oh, okay.
Who's Candace?
Candace dick fit in your mouth.
Damn, you fell right into that.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Damn.
Oh.
Jake can't go fully blonde or bleach blonde like he used to.
G actually
like,
told me that.
He was like tarnished and tainted and like,
By brown dye. I used to be so much blonder.
Cutie. Aw.
Do I get to take a picture like and put it on? Do I get to go on your Instagram?
Do you want to?
I don't know. You've just never done that for me. Nicole's been on there and she's been like,
"Let's do it for you." You want to?
Yeah, can we?
All right. Yeah.
Are you proud of this or should we wait 4 weeks and then do it?
We can. No, it'll be like the process.
Yeah.
I wish I took a before photo.
We'll give you a before photo.
Oh, I'll get you a before photo, please. Wait, really, really fast. Yeah. I had one more thing. You could write the most heart-wrenching, like, song that is, like, such a display of your trauma and pain, and people will still do AI cupcake remix of it, okay? Like, Ariana Grande is, like, bearing her soul on, what's that song called?
Is it We Can't Be Friends?
We Can't Be Friends, and it's, like, we suck yo dick.
Is that AI?
That's definitely AI, babe.
It should be real.
She should be doing it for real, but yeah. And then I had one more thing.
Oh, well,
nobody had anything to say about that.
No, Thanks. Just wrote down that like you seem like the kind of guy who would be like paranoid that you have swine flu.
I would be. And you don't seem like the kind of girl that would be paranoid that you have swine flu.
Hey, you're not.
Oh, we talked about this. I said this exact same thing to you while you were like laying on your couch one time.
Oh, and I might have said, write that down.
Yeah, wait.
Wait, I didn't give a Polish word of the day.
Oh, go ahead.
Włosy.
Włosy.
Włosy. Yeah, it means hair.
Oh. Kitten milk włosy studio.
How do you say kitten milk?
Kitten milk?
It's like
kitten milk. Kicza mleko.
Mleko.
Kicza mleko.
Mleko. Wait, I have a conversion therapy suppository in my anus.
Nobody's gonna get that. It's such a deep
inside joke
on the podcast. Nobody likes those because nobody knows what you're talking about.
if you can figure out what I have a conversion therapy suppository in my anus is a reference to, then I'll give you a high five.
You know how Grimes said, I have a proposition for the communists.
Yeah.
I think I said something along the lines of, I have a suppository up my anus. And then I don't know how.
And then I said, so I don't know. Nicole's just always talking about, like, always trying to convince me to go to conversion therapy.
Well, you just had such a good time there, like summer of 2009.
I did. This is a suppository.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hold this now.
Oh.
Oh, great. Oh my God. Yeah.
Wait. Hands and now for the first time. Wait,
let me take this off.
No, keep it on.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Take it off.
Forever. Ow. I'm kidding.
Why didn't you get waterboarded? Why did I get waterboarded?
You asked to get waterboarded.
Yeah, I did. Over and over again.
Okay.
She asked.
I think my eyebrows turned out great.
Any like final remarks?
Follow Gianna on everything at Kit Milk.
Oh, guess what? Gail finally wants to fuck me in Baldur's Gate.
Yay! Oh my gosh, you did what I couldn't do. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I love Sims 3. I love Sims 3.
I love Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I am a gamer. I like try to hide it. Like when I was playing Sims a lot, like I was trying to hide that part of myself, but like I've learned to embrace it away.
You're gonna get into the Sims movie. I'm manifesting that for you.
Me as like a person?
No, as a Sim. What the fuck?
Garby Gutsa. Yarkar's Gato.
That was actually really good.
That was really good.
Lombardo.
So we're gonna do a full episode in Simlish one of these days. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, we came up with that idea in college.
We came up with that, yes. And we never did it because nobody would fucking listen to that.
No.
No, but they will.
We can do a whole podcast episode.
So that was your final remark?
Yeah.
What about you?
Your armpit hair matches your head hair. That's crazy.
No free pits. I'll do free feet. No free fucking pits.
No, yeah. Our pits are sacred in this household.
Follow my OnlyFans. Thatcher pits.
I'm still underscore. On an armpits page. I got posted on like a lesser known YouTube hotties Reddit page. They called me unpopular.
Unfamous YouTube hotties.
But irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant but hot.
I like that. You know, I would like to be irrelevant but hot.
I'm like a micro niche, like undercover.
Micro niche.
You are.
when you're like lower than the low, you're micro niche. Micro niche. Like you're not just a niche YouTuber.
Yeah.
You're micro.
Damn.
Micro niche.
Anyway.
Did you do your card?
Oh, no.
Jacob. Oh, well, I figured we'd ask you the questions that Amanda Bynes asked her guest. What drives you in life? Fame, success, money?
A Kia Rio. That's what drives me.
Okay. And what the fuck was that? I couldn't even put a subtitle under that because I don't know what she just said. I have no idea what you just said.
When G told me that she got a Kia after mine got stolen, I was like, you learned nothing from me. So
ow.
Wait, a Kia? Stolen.
I thought you said IKEA.
No, Kia. I said, a Kia Rio.
We were talking about where to go
it
eat.
Drives you.
Yeah,
that's
drives
funny.
Me.
That's funny. I get it.
But you can understand what I was saying.
No,
so
I was like, IKEA, something.
IKEA.
And then, what does friendship mean to you?
Friendship means letting your friends come in your salon to do a silly little podcast and aww, waterboard their faces and make them unintentional gingers.
That was it.
Okay.
Sorry.
What were you going to do?
I was going to smell your hair. Just smell really
good. You can smell it.
Pa-pa.
Pa-pa. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See ya. Ciao. I don't know.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.